stand for the reading of God's holy word.
To these words as we read from Matthew chapter 17, beginning with verse 1. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down on the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words, put them into action in our lives. May the word from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So as I look across this sanctuary, I see all your faces. And I would venture to say that none of you look the same way you did when you were born. We never do. I have a picture I want to show you. I don't know who that kid is. Evidently, he's supposed to be somewhere around a year old. So, I was noticing on Facebook not too long ago. Yeah, I actually look at it to see if I still have a job or not. And I saw this challenge thing. I guess everybody's into challenges now. And it was a 10-year challenge. Have y'all seen that? And some of the pictures that were going up, and I looked at it, and I thought, well, that's something you'll never see me do, because I looked a lot better 10 years ago. I was a lot younger, too. But I did think about this week our text. You see, it being Transfiguration Sunday, I wanted to know, what does it mean to be transfigured? So the dictionary says, to change the appearance of, alter in form or figure. So I would say that I have transformed over the last 58 years. And I've really done some really weird changes. So I transformed from that to that. Believe it or not, them glasses were popular back then. Man. And I did have hair. And then I transformed from that to what you see before you now. You thought you were going to see another picture. No, I'm not going to put myself through that. But we do. We change, right? We change from decade to decade. We change year to year. We change day to day. We change minute to minute. You can be going along and life is so wonderful and God is so good and everything's just happiness and like that. Everything changes. And when things change, we change. Our text today, there's a lot of changing going on within this transfiguration. Jesus changed. right before the disciples' eyes. They're there on the mountain, and all of a sudden, Jesus has changed in His appearance. The Scripture says, His face shone like the sun, and His clothes become as white as the light. Before their very eyes, He changed. You see, Jesus changed for a reason, and we all change for reasons. Jesus changed at that moment because no longer was He focused on healing and preaching, although that was the main focus. He changed His whole mentality, His whole focus now became His final mission. And that was a cross. God changed His view of Jesus. So if you remember or you recall, this is the second time that God speaks about Jesus. The first one was, "This is My Son whom I'm well pleased." That was at His baptism. Now, God's opinion or His speaking has changed. "This is My Son whom I love and whom I'm well pleased." Listen to Him. The disciples, they were changed. Here they are. They go up on the mountain. They're thinking, okay, this is going to be pretty cool. We get some one-on-one time with Jesus without the other disciples around. We must be the favorites. And they get up there and they witness all of this stuff. And they're changed in their life. No longer are they following a preacher or a prophet. Now they have experienced who they're truly following, the Son of God, and their lives change forever. You see, when we change, it is forever. Things aren't the same ever again. Yeah, we get close, but nothing remains the same when we change. I will never, ever look like those two pictures ever again. Thank God. Although the first one wasn't too bad. Everybody loves a baby. Not a whole lot of people like nerds. But you see, in our physical lives, we change. We go from infancy to teenage years, to young adult, to wise. And those changes remain. Sometimes we slip a little bit and we go back into our immature years. Some of us more often than others. Some of us never grow out of our immaturity. Some of us never change. And those who don't change are the ones who have problems. Here's why. If we remain in our physical life the way we were as a teenager, we never grow. We never expand our minds. We never expand, period. We just stay right there. Can you imagine what it would be like if you had stayed 17 for the rest of your life? Yeah, it'd be pretty cool for a little while. But then again, you get kind of boring because this is all it's ever going to be. Never going to be anything else. 17, flunking senior year in high school, year after year after year. The same thing is true in our spiritual walk. You see, when we accept Christ as our personal Savior, our life is changed forever. No longer do we remain where we were. We're no longer a part of that crowd that we used to be a part of. We're no longer doing the things that we used to do. We're no longer doing and being that person before. Life changes. Our spiritual walk, our walk with God, carries us from that infancy stage or that infancy spot. And we grow in our walk. Paul said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I spoke like a child. I acted like a child. But I'm no longer a child. And I put those things away. Paul was changed on the road to Damascus. Peter was changed again when he had the dream of the four corners of the mat coming down with all the different kinds of food. His whole life was changed at that time. In order for us to be children of God, listen to me. In order for you to be a child of God, you have to be changed by the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no side door to get in. There's no automatic pass. There's one way, and that's Christ. And if we don't accept that sacrifice, then we can't be changed. I know that kind of puts a damper on a lot of people's ideas of how to get into heaven, but sorry. We've got to be changed. I don't want to be 17 the rest of my life. I want to be all I can be for God. And if that means to change everything about me, so be it. That time on that mountain for those three disciples changed their lives forever because they were no longer just followers of Jesus. They were now being prepared to build the church. And upon them, the church came into being. Now, Peter had this idea that we'll just stay right here. And Jesus said, nope, we're moving on. Because we can't stay in one place. Because when we do, we stop. And when we stop, we become lazy. And when we become lazy, we become incoherent. And when we become incoherent, we die. That's the problem with a lot of churches. We get to a certain point and we're happy with who we are and where we are. And we don't want to continue to grow. And we just dwindle away. But what we are experiencing today, what we see today in this transfiguration, is that everything has to change so that we can continue to grow and continue to be better. So the question would be today, have you changed? Are you changing? Have you been transfigured in your walk with Christ? Or has it just been a bunch of lip service and just carrying on the way we've always carried on? In order to be who God has called us to be, we must experience the transfiguration of Christ. Because not only did He transfigure His life, not only did He transfigure the disciples' lives, not only did He transfigure the mindset of what salvation was all about, not only did He change and transfigure who was receiving of God's grace and forgiveness, but He continues to transfigure us in our walk. My prayer is that where you are right now in your life, in your spiritual walk, in that pew right now, you will continue to change and become stronger in your walk with Christ. Because if you don't have a strong relationship with Christ, then you're just sitting on the plateau. You're sitting on that mountaintop waiting for something else to happen, and it can't happen unless we move, unless we change. As we go into this coming week and as we start preparing for Lent, as we start trying to focus on the Holy Week and on Easter and on Palm Sunday and the death and resurrection, my hope is this, is that as we go through and we do this, that we're truly changed. That we experience God in a new and wonderful way. That life becomes what God has called for us to be and do. That as we change, we continue to change and grow for God. So on Wednesday, after you've celebrated Fat Tuesday, and you start determining what it is that you're going to change or transform or transfigure in your life, find your weakest points and strengthen those. That when people look at you, they will understand that you are a true child of God. Gracious God, Holy Father, we thank You for this experience. Father, as we experience, as the disciples did, Your Son's transfiguration, His transforming of our lives by accepting and receiving Him as our personal Savior, that our lives will be changed forever. And that we will continue to grow in our walk with You. That we can take on any issues, anything that Satan throws before us. We can become stronger and a great witness for You. Father, if there are those out there today that have not got that relationship with You, have not accepted Christ as their Savior, have not become a child of God, Father, we lift them up and we ask that You touch their hearts. And let them see what a great change it will be in their lives. That they'll be able to experience You fully. Father, we continue to pray for each other. We continue to pray that we are the disciples You've called us to be. That we share Your good news with others. We pray this in Your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.